Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here's a jock and two straps. This is your Seahawk Scramble.
Oh, Cam Cleland is ready. He's ready for the ire. The ire is coming down the pipe right now.
Give me some air.
One jock, two straps. Anyone who wasted their time with the Seattle Seahawks yesterday. I'm going on record. I'm wasting another freaking moment of my life until they make some changes. Because I'm coming at you hardcore.
All right, let's go.
Hardcore. What's his face? Why can't I think of
Norton?
No.
Pete Carroll? The head coach.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, here.
He's the guy. Rails
on here. Yeah,
I mean, whatever.
I'm
the head coach.
Hold on, let me just pick it up here. Yeah. Pete Carroll, I'm going on record, myth. No legend, myth.
Ooh.
Lucky that he had some good players that made him look good because he's clueless. Ken Norton, when they cut to him on the sideline, he was like, man, where did I leave my shoes last summer? That was the look in his eyes, man. Yeah. He had no idea what was going on in that football game.
This tenure, because you guys probably don't remember as far away back. Pete Carroll was 7-9, and then he drafted Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the rest is history. And just like Bill Belichick, a crazy stat, Bill Belichick fired from the Browns, worked as the defensive coordinator for the Giants, fired from the Jets, traded from the Jets also then to the Patriots, and he drafted Tom Brady. You need a quarterback with a coach. There has been a crap ton of mistakes this year, coaching-wise, done for the Seahawks. As blatant as it sounds, Ken Norton Jr. is at the exact same statistical brutality as he was when he was down in Oakland, now the Las Vegas Raiders. So that defense is not good. It's not good because it's schematically not good.
Right.
And they have a terrible setup on what they're doing and their inefficiencies in the secondary, and they haven't had any continuity either. Lots of issues.
Let me ask you a question. I'm a layman. I don't know anything about football. Yeah. I don't think the players are bad. I just don't think they have a leader. They look lost. It's been proven in sports and through the whole history of sports. I'll give you the greatest example of all time. Bad News Bears. Until Walter Matthau got in that dugout.
Mr. Buttermaker on me? Dirt bike launch.
Yeah, right. what was in the Bad News Bears? Yeah. A dirt bike!
See? Oh, good.
Now, you say you've got good talent. Let's not point fingers at the running backs. Yeah. Dallas and those guys cannot up any of the blitzes. They can't pick up any of their blocking assignments. Wilson is a man on an island back there, and he's uncharacteristically trying to force balls and more turnovers this weekend.
Well, you're right, Brian. You're spot on with that because he's emotionally shot. You can kind of see it, the pressure, the anxiety. I haven't seen him play this way where he feels like every throw has to be perfect. He looks uncomfortable. He threw a terrible interception when he had 15 yards in front of him trying to throw back across. He's made some just uncharacteristic mistakes because you saw the stat. Pete Carroll led the league the last 4 years in rush attempts with over 64-73% of run-first mentality. You don't have Chris Carson. This is opposite of what Pete Carroll's ever wanted to do, is run the ball, play efficient defense, and then have some over-the-top play-action stuff. You've now turned into the let's Russ cook means to, you need to put that pan away and actually figure this crap out.
They're devaluing him every week.
I mean,
he was leading the NFL. I'm going to say he's about 60% now.
Dude, he was MVP.
Of what he was. Yeah. Front runner.
No, and now it's gone. The MVP conversation is gone, guys. Yeah. It's not even worth the any conversation at all.
So what the hell was going on in there? I mean, they don't go for it on fourth and inches. And then when they're running out of time, No timeouts. Nobody seems to know what Wilson the hell is going on.
Wilson didn't run for the sidelines. He slid with a minute and something left and let the clock continue to run.
Well, you're looking at two timeouts. Here's the thing is, if you do score, hypothetical situation, you get down there, you make a shot, you do score, saving those timeouts to stop them on defense, because if you don't get that onside kick, worst case scenario, you still have two timeouts. You could stop the clock and get them to third down, and then they would punt it back to you. So I understand saving the timeout situation from a player's perspective. What I don't understand is the fact is that you got to get out of bounds, and some of the throws, the offensive line couldn't stop. He's being blitzed. He can't even set his feet comfortably. And the fact is, too, is that DK Metcalf got shut down.
Yeah.
Metcalf, I can say it. He got shut down. He only had four targets and two catches. I mean, that's on Jalen Ramsey, who could be the best corner in all of football with the Rams. But it was great. I mean, you got to tip the cap to the Rams, man. They have had the Seahawks number for years.
I don't know if I agree 100% with you, because they were showing some of the, like, ISO cam on DK. It seemed like Russell was mad at him. He never looked at him. He didn't even look in that direction.
Didn't have time.
Maybe he couldn't even get over there. Yeah, well, maybe that's
remember,
the case.
Remember, he is 5'10", 5'11", at its best. And if you're scrambling and you try to run around back there with your eyes and a bunch of 6'5", 260 dudes, 300 dudes running at you, he just couldn't set his feet. It wasn't comfortable. Zero running game.
Two things I want to go out on. How about a positive note? Record field goal, 62 yards. That was pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
And the Seahawks will not win again in 2020.
Oh, really?
Done.
Positive note to spin it to finish?
Sure. Yeah.
Right. You play Arizona this Thursday. Then you have four teams with losing records with the Jets, Giants. Right. You also have Washington. So you're going to have a shot.
No way.
And the Eagles.
Dude, they could go play a high school football team and they couldn't win right now.
What is Monday with Terry? Monday.
Just remember, y'all could both be Texans fans like I am.
There we go.
And they traded D-Hop, and look what he did in the last play, for Christ's sake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.